concern about it.
Okay, you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt a little
more worried.
And someone would say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
going to wait till you put on the light.
Because I'm what in the dark?
I'm afraid.
And you say, I don't see why she should be afraid now. She
wasn't afraid of the dark before.
Did you ever say she used it to be afraid or didn't used to be? And he said, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
stupid.
Huh?
Stupid.
Did you ever say she acts queer or quar?
Crazy.
What about the word queer or quar? Did you ever use that?
No.
Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way. He's not going to listen to you. You call him.
I said, well, if you don't want to listen, I said, well, just let him have his way, don't worry.
But you said he's a what kind of person? He's going to do things his way, no matter what anyone says.
Right.
You said he really shouldn't be so. So what? Do you ever call him bullheaded or muleheaded?
He shouldn't be so hard-headed.
Okay. And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just anything you say, he gets upset. You call him a real what kind of person?
Disagreeable person.
And say something that happened to embarrass someone. Say, well, you better not tease him about that because on that subject he's still a little bit
nervous.
Do you ever call him testy or touches?
No.
And he'd say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
so angry.
And someone was about to lose their temper. You might tell him, they're going to lose their temper if you tell them, look, just...
let them alone.
Uh-huh. Or just keep...
quiet.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other ways of saying that? You ever say I'm just completely...
exhausted.
What about using the word wear out? You say I'm completely...
completely wore out.
And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had some small children in the car, they kept asking you when they were going to get there and if you were there yet, you'd tell them no. Just relax, we'll be there.
Pretty soon.
Did you ever say bye and bye?
Mm-mm. No.
And you say, he said, those two children have never fought each other.
Fight each other.
They have never done
punked at each other.
Uh-huh. And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer. You better go watch someone else.
Find out from someone else.
Uh-huh. Go over to someone else and...
ask them.
Huh?
Ask them.
Okay. So you said, so I went over there and I...
asked them.
And... then say, you're the second person who's done what?
Ask about it.
And you say, it was so cold last night that the water pipes did what?
Broke.
Uh-huh. The water in the... what'll it do if it gets real cold?
The water's getting cold.
Uh-huh. And if it gets real cold, the pipes are gonna
break.
Okay. What happens if you stick a pin in a balloon? The balloon's gonna